Welcome to another exciting episode of Channel Chatter Live, where we take a deeper dive into recent news and conversations pertinent to channel sales, marketing, and operations. I'm your host, Lisa Hyatt, and we've got well-known channel expert Laz Gonzalez joining us today. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us, Laz.
Thanks, Lisa. Once again, here we are in the new normal.
Oh, that's it.
You know, talking about best practices and things that we see. So this is a great opportunity for us to connect with our listeners.
Absolutely. And this is a big week in channel news. Forrester is publishing its 2020 Through Channel Marketing Automation, or TCMA, WAVE report. And that's part of why I wanted to have you on today. You've got a really unique perspective as, you know, a prominent former channel sales marketing analyst for Serious Decisions, and now you're chief strategy officer for Zift. Can you share a little bit about, you know, the process of creating and participating in analyst evaluations like the WAVE?
Well, I guess if you put it that way, right, I've gotten a chance to see both sides of it, both from the analyst side and then, you know, Zift ourselves participating in the latest report and several others before it. You know, from an analyst firm, it really varies by firm. Everything from self-reported surveys to some of the more rigorous processes that the analyst firms go through to evaluate the different companies. And I would say that the Serious Forrester one is one of the more rigorous ones where, you know, they employ many things like, you know, individual research, interviews directly with the company, and even talking to our customers. So I think, you know, they really go through a process here to outline these reports and score and kind of rate people.
Yeah. Why? Talk to me a little bit about why they're relevant, why there is so much excitement about analyst reports when they come out.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, channel leaders don't have very many places to go to really understand the real details of how companies are running their channel programs. They can only judge it by what they see externally. And when you talk about automation, you're really talking about the key processes that, you know, automation facilitates. And so when a channel leader or someone who's looking at automating their channel program look at evaluations like this, you know, they could actually pinpoint what are the important things that your channel must be doing. So what are the important things in recruitment, in enablement, in demand creation? So, you know, it also gives them that broader view of the marketplace, right? They might just have a single relationship with one or two vendors. It gives them a good idea who the companies are, who the vendors are, what are some of the benefits that companies are likely to realize if they, you know, go with one vendor or another. And again, really what's important and what are those processes? And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. I'm going to take a deep dive, and because there are 10 of these really important things that we scored high on in this report, we'll do something around Hang 10. So
I know that this is the third TCMA wave in which Zift was named a leader, and Zift scored particularly high and took the top spot again in strategy and innovation. Why is that significant? How is Zift staying sort of so far ahead of the competition in those areas?
That's a really important point, because we've pretty much raised the bar on what a channel solution needs to encompass to deliver value to a channel program or an organization that runs indirect channels. You need to do many things. You need to bring partners on board. You need to enable them. You need to create demand. So when we introduced Zift One as that all-in-one platform, we showed the market that we had the breadth of an offering to satisfy a lot of these requirements. But what this is saying here is that we also have the depth. That especially in one of the most critical, most difficult things to do, which is the channel marketing side of things, that you know, we've gone further than anyone else, frankly, and to really understand, you know, what are the deep requirements to support multi-touch, multi-integrated programs from a channel marketing standpoint. Yeah. So, you know, it really requires that, you know your marketing and you can go fairly deep into it. And I think that's the difference. I think that's what that strategy rating and getting a, I think it was like a 5 rating or something like that on there.
Yeah.
I think it meant that, hey, Ziff is really deep here, right? And it's really something to have both that broad vision and that, that depth as well. So I think that that's, you know, one of the things that that's important. And I think that's the recognition that it's giving.
You mentioned that Ziff got, you know, the highest scores in 10 different categories. Are there a couple of those that you feel like are important for, you know, channel leaders to sort of look at when they're evaluating a solution or, you know, just even reading the reports, like take note of these?
Take note of all 10.
All 10.
All 10 are really important. And I'll give you a unique perspective on this whole idea of hanging 10. You know, when a surfer goes out on the water, they feel the nervousness of catching that big wave.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, you know, it's quite a credit to the whole Ziff team on how we've gotten, you know, leadership ratings in 3 of the past wave reports, I believe. And so that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But we feel like that surfer right before that wave comes, right? We all try our best to get on the best board we can and perform as well as we can. So, you know, I don't take it lightly. I'm kind of making fun of it, but I can tell you that we take this very seriously. And there's a couple that really stand out, right? One of them is around user experience and the user interface and being rated really high there. And I think that that's important because we've been focusing a lot on partner experience and what it's like to be a partner and to use one application and to go easily in and out of the application. I think that is so important to drive adoption, to drive engagement. And remember, if you don't have adoption, you don't have engagement, you don't have results. Right.
Right.
So I think, you know, when you talk about user experience, it kind of says as if it's taken a step back to really present itself in the best light to those partners and allow suppliers to brand their portals and create really dynamic looking portals for their partners. So I feel that that was a really, really important one. I think the user experience one.
Yeah.
I think there was another one around digital marketing. I think they called it digital marketing execution, something along those lines. And I think this one is important because what they're saying here is that they've rated the functionality that it takes to deliver digital marketing and help partners, you know, tell their story. And that's really what it comes down to. A supplier's main objective when they're marketing through that partner is not to talk about their products, but to help the partner tell their story and how their products might be a very important part of that story.
Yeah.
Well, to tell that story or to play that song, you need all the instruments, right? Mm-hmm. You can't just, you can't play it on a ukulele, right? Because that's not going to cut it, right? And depending on what the story is for some of these bigger partners, you better support, you know, a multi-tactic approach, which means you better support social, you better support content syndication, you better support multi-touch email and nurturing and workflows and all of those things that comprise the tactics that are needed to tell the full story for the partner.
Absolutely.
And I think that that one is the one that I think sets it most apart. In fact, you know, I think in the summary of the report, they do say something about some distinctive trends amongst the leaders. Mm-hmm. And this was one of the ones where we scored really high in. So digital marketing execution, I think they called it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's so those are wonderful. Those are wonderful. There's no question about it. You know, that's like getting the black belt in karate on both things, right? There are some things that are also really important that often go overlooked, especially in today's climate. One of them is security and compliance, right?
Right.
That's a really important one. And, you know, when you start thinking about all the privacy issues out there, you know, whether it's CCPA or GDPR or how partners can use lists and how they can mail it. And, you know, we're on the line for a lot of that, right? Because we facilitate it. So we have to abide by, you know, the governing parties to make sure that that we're delivering the right cadence and the right security to all of the emails that we send. So you can imagine. You see, when they asked us questions about this category, it wasn't just about, you know, do you guys comply? It's more about, do you guys really know what you're doing here, right?
Exactly. And I'm sure things are changing so fast in that area. It's got to be tough to keep up with all the movement and compliance and the new, you know, addressing security threats.
I think it takes two critical ingredients. Number one, you have to have enterprise grade software.
Yeah.
Some of the companies that we support are some of the biggest channel programs in the world. And we can do nothing less than meet or exceed the requirements set by these kind of guidelines. But the other thing is that you have to have experience. You have to know what these things are and how to build and how to behave around them.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that live and breathe this stuff.
Yeah.
In my book, when Stuart talks about, you know, SOC compliance or GDPR, I listen. And
Stuart's our security guy, everybody, in case you didn't know, but he's amazing. And I swear he works 24 hours a day.
Oh, oh boy. He's going to really get excited. We mentioned him.
He will.
But it takes people like Stuart within an organization to know what are the requirements for those large enterprises is really my point. So I think that compliance and that security piece is important. And that's one of those, you know, engine room type discussions that you don't really like put a badge on for, but I think it's really important. I would say another one is connectivity. So we were also given a 5 in connectivity. And I think it's a recognition of Zift understanding what it is to be a good citizen in a channel program's technical environment. Mm-hmm. That we understand that there are systems of record for CRM. We understand that there are tools for configuration and external LMSs that we might need to work with. And even CRM's software that partners are using, which comprise of a myriad of different type of tools, we know what it's like to work in that environment, right? So being able to, for example, launch our developer central tools to be able to offer both suppliers and partners the opportunity to use APIs and connect to the Zift platform, I think those are pretty mature levels of functionality and set the bar in what it takes to really be a 5 in terms of connectivity by one of the leading analyst firms.
Yeah.
You know, I think those are the ones I'd like to talk about. I'm sure, you know, there's 5 more, and this won't be the last time you hear about them. But I feel like I think those are real differentiators for us.
I should mention that our listeners can get a complimentary copy of the entire 2020 Forrester TCMA Wave at ziftsolutions.com now, which is great. For those people that do go and download it, what should they really be looking for? I know you said that it's a tool to, you know, evaluate a lot of different vendors. I think there are 13, 14 that are included in this wave. What should they be looking for or walking away with from these reports?
Well, I was actually speaking to one of the analysts just this week, and I think it still holds true that you have to understand what your processes are. What are the things that you need to do to run your program before you start thinking about platforms?
Right.
So the better prepared you are to know what to automate, what things are important, what to prioritize, what you're good at, what you're bad at, that will determine how quickly you move towards technology. And I do still believe that you should meet with the vendors. So you should take a balanced approach. The report is not going to be the end all for you. So I would say you should meet with the vendors. You should kick the tires, right?
Yeah.
You should see it up close and get to ask questions and see things working. Every channel program is different. And as I just mentioned, if there's any chance that one of the vendors, like for instance, we offer a health check, if they offer those types of services, I think it's really important to take them on it, because it's not often that you get a chance to really evaluate your program before you step into technology.
You just mentioned health checks. You know, the last time we spoke, we talked about the impact of COVID-19 on the channel. And then we recently had Krista Fuller on, who was talking about the health and well-being of your channel sales pipeline. So it sounds like Zifta is really focused on this right now. Is there anything that you guys are doing in particular to help customers or channel leaders stay successful during this time?
Well, absolutely. I think it's clear to us by the reaction that many of our suppliers have taken that we are no longer a nice to have, we are a need to have solution for them to communicate to and through their partners. Mm-hmm. So we realize that they can't do that alone. So we've packaged up some tools and services to allow suppliers to take advantage of the Zift platform today. So for example, there are some tools around the Developer Central that I mentioned before to give greater access and integration and open up the system to external software that a supplier program might have. There are services, for example, our channel engagement services is actually working with some of our customers to offer them high touch accelerator services to their key partners. Mm-hmm. So something that, you know, we're putting on the table for our customers right now. So this is all, you know, a bigger bear hug, I guess you would call it.
Yeah, I was just going to say they can't touch them, but you guys are, you know, reaching out and touching people sort of like a virtual hug.
It is so important. All our customers and their partners are behind screens, using headsets, doing all of the things that we're doing now. And we see the activity on our platform. We see the partners engaging. This is the time to send the right message and to help them continue building relationships with their customers, which have moved from physical to digital.
Well, thanks again, Laz, for joining us on Channel Chatter Live. And thank all of you for listening. I hope everyone will keep following us and continue the conversation at ziftsolutions.com. Make sure that you check out the Channel Center of Excellence, which Laz mentioned, so you can find out about the health check, some other programs that are happening right now to help you out. In the meantime, stay safe and stay kind.